Doctor, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I always just call you Tyler, but I guess I could start calling you Dr. Tyler. But you seem like a guy that doesn't need the doctor in front of it.
You know, the only person I'm particular with the doctor about is the students.
And they do address you as Dr. Tress?
And they do. As far as they're concerned, doctor is my first name.
Okay. Well, you're just good old Ty to hear to me this morning. Is that all right?
You know, only my mother has ever called me Ty.
Ty?
Yeah, and I just...
Usually a mom will use a longer than and middle name, but she shortened it up, huh?
She shortened it up, but when I goof up, oh boy, do I get the middle name.
Well, I got to ask, what is the middle name?
Nathan. So I get to sign all my emails, TNT.
All right. All we're missing now is your social security number, and we should have all of your personal information.
Exactly. And I will not give you my mother's maiden name.
Thanks for coming in today. What are we talking about? An upcoming concert?
Yeah, so we have... You know, end of the semester, barreling towards summer, full speed ahead, no stopping it now, even if we wanted to. So the one particular thing that I'm here to talk about today is the Pops concert on April 25th at 7 p.m. in Marion Auditorium. It'll feature the Mount Marty University Chamber Choir and Jazz Band. And you know, the question is, a Pops concert, what is that?
I like the word Pops in a concert because I just think they're a little more fun, relaxed, uplifting.
Exactly. Lighter stuff. We got some really fun numbers on the program.
Ooh, can you tease us with a couple of fun numbers?
The one that I am maybe most excited about, and I'm alone in being excited about this.
Well, we'll find out if you're alone. Hang on.
It's a mashup of The Rose. The Some Say Love, It Is a River. That one.
Bette Midler, sure.
Yeah. And the 16th century German Christmas carol, Lo, How a Rose Are Blooming.
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah, it's a really weird chart that just happens to be two songs that I really enjoy that really work well together.
Okay.
Turns out we're also doing a combined with the rhythm section from the jazz band, a song called Four Chords, first made popular by the Australian comedy rock trio Axis of Awesome.
I love that tune.
You know it.
Oh, yeah. I play it on the guitar from time to time.
But yeah, so Four Chords for choir, our jazz band rhythm
section. That's one of the funnest songs ever.
Yeah, and then we're going to end with the full jazz band and the choir doing Age of Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In from Hair.
This is good stuff.
So yeah, it's a big, fun evening. In a perfect world, we pack Marion to the rafters for it.
The details again on date and time?
Yeah, so Friday, April 25th at 7 p.m. in Marion Auditorium.
And what about tickets and admission and all that?
No tickets, free, just come on up.
Nice.
We'll do a jazz band, we'll do a little bit of a pre-show, a little bit of an after-show. So very, very informal evening overall. Just come and hang out with us for an evening.
Musically, has it been a good year at the Mount?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Our choral union just gave their first concert as a standalone ensemble since pre-COVID. Tonight and tomorrow night, the music department is providing live music for Stations of the Cross. This Pops concert is just one of many, many ways to sort of celebrate the arts that we're ending our semester with. On the 29th, this is a concert that the public cannot come to, but I'm taking the chamber choir to Mike Durfee State Prison over in Springfield to do a concert for the men there. So just a whole year of like crazy new experiments, trying new things and seeing what feels like it worked.
How long have you been here now at the
moment? This is the end of year two.
And all is well? You still happy here?
Hey, I'm coming back for year three.
I was just starting to think, and if you were, you probably weren't going to admit it on this show, but I get the sense that you're very happy here. I see you interacting and I'm glad things are going well for you.
You know, said it once, I'll probably say it 1,000 more times. I am blown away by the music in Yankton and the love of music. And there are so many people doing incredible work in the arts here. And part of my role in this job is to find those people and support them, bring them together.
Got any big plans for the summer? Anything that's on the Dr. Tress to-do list?
The one thing, this is me, so I'll be working through a lot of the summer. Can't help myself. What is it? Wednesday, June 4th. The music department is hosting a one-night sacred music symposium at the Mount. So it'll be a keynote from Dr. Jared Osterman, who's the music director at the cathedral in Sioux Falls, and then a roundtable discussion of, you know, What is sacred music? Why is it important? And as clergy and musicians and other people in leadership roles in congregations and parishes, how do we do it? So we're hoping this is an exciting kickoff to some more regular summer programming for music. And then I'll be, you know, take a week or two out of the summer to steal away to a monastery or two and sing chant with the monks. So plenty of that on tap.
Well, thanks for telling us about this upcoming Pops concert. We'll continue to tell people about it. Hope it goes well. And Tyler, Dr. Tress, always fun to visit with you. Thanks for coming in on a Mount Marty Wednesday.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.